Blog Talk Radio.
Shine, getting ready to get my voice back, so you know Tuesday I'll be screaming at y'all a little bit more. Got my peoples in the building. What's good with yourself?
Man, you know, working hard. Working hard as shit, man, you know what I mean? YouTube interviews in and out of the state. Another double CD coming out. My other joint sold out. Got my LLC. Own my own company now. Building my squad up. I mean, getting ready, man, to attack this shit real hard, man.
I know that's right. Building your squad up. What's up with your squad right now? I know you got your brother with you. Shout out to OG.
Yeah, you know. I got, you know, my brother, big homie. I got G Stacks with me. You know what I mean? You know what he do, you know what I'm saying? I got motherfucker ass five with me now. You know what he do, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Got Kel's part of this shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's getting crazy, man. It's getting crazy. all types of photographers, video niggas, got the New York niggas rocking with me, DJ, you know. Shout out to my nigga from Desert Storm, my man Terrell, you know what I mean? I do the crack DVDs, the Hood Life DVDs, fucking with me real heavy, you know what I mean? Man, life good, man. I just went out of Harlem. I mean, in Lenox Ave and shit, was on the radio station out there. Did the show out in Manhattan, you know what I mean? About to make sure I go back out Connecticut and finish the damage I done out in New Haven. You know what I mean? And you know me, Five got shit set up for me and him out Cali in San Antonio. So, you know, it's off to the races, man. You know what I mean? Should be a lucrative business year. You know what I mean?
Definitely know exactly what you mean. Speaking of lucrative, I definitely plan on sending you out to make some money for us, too, show. One thing I really love about you is the fact that when it comes to performing, not only is your music good, but when it comes to performing, you have the power to just, like, captivate the whole entire audience. And it's crazy, like, from A to Z. Has it always been like that for you, like performing in crowds, or you have any advice to anybody on like how you're able to just perform? Like, not only do you just, some people just spit, but you actually perform.
You know, basically, man, when it comes to me performing, you know what I mean? What I do is I let those things that influenced me in my life to be the man that I am, whether it was bad, whether it was good, I make them rewound in my head and play like a movie in my head while I'm performing. So emotionally, it charged me, you know what I mean? And, once I start feeling the music in my heart, it's like I'm trapped in a ball of emotion. So, you know, lyrically, when I'm rhyming and shit, it's like I'm trying to break out of it. It's like I be breaking through the emotion with the words, you know what I mean? It's kind of a crazy way that I go about doing shows, but, you know, I put myself in that place at that time. That's why it don't make a difference to me if I smile, if I cry, if I drop down, because I don't think of myself as really rhyming. I think I'd be, like, cleansing my soul a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Letting my skeletons out my closet, you know what I mean? It's kind of therapeutic for me. So,
you know, that's what's up. I feel the same way. It's always a relief. Do you have any new stage performances that you did that we can check out on YouTube, or you want to shout out any new videos that you just did?
I'm on a new joint on Behave TV on YouTube. Pretty Ricky John, the comedian boy. I'm on his website, Pretty Rick. I think it's prettyricky.com or something like that. I'm on so much shit, man. Like, yeah, you know I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know what? You know, I'm saying this for a reason because I was just watching it the other day. But spell out Behave TV because I actually was on YouTube checking it out with y'all and it was real hot. You and my nigga G Stacks did y'all thing in New York. It was just, like, crazy. Like, even the cameraman started bobbing to the music. Like,
well, you know, G-Stack is the new artist under the corporation. You know what I mean? And, you know,
way more. Let's talk about G-Stack. I want to talk about him because he wears a lot of hats. And what does he really bring to the table for the corporation?
Oh, man. G-Stack is, He's my protege as far as I feel like lyrically, he a nigga that can take over when I'm done, you know what I mean? And as far as like the energy, you know what I mean? Even though he in a wheelchair, it don't make a difference because he got these niggas beat in all different aspects. He engineer, plus, you know what I mean? He got crazy fucking hooks. His rap game phenomenal. The nigga freestyle whole songs. You know what I mean? That's the way I used to go about doing it, you know what I mean? And plus, me and him go back since we was kids. I remember before when he was walking, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm not going to let no chair, none of that shit stop us from being what we need to be in this shit, man. You know what I mean? He needed a real friend to come back and make sure he get the love that he's supposed to get, and I'm here for him, you know what I mean? It's long as I'm alive, you know what I mean, that nigga always gonna have a spot somewhere on his TV or his radio or whatever, man. You know what I mean? That's my man all day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's my nigga. I love that boy.
I love him, too. I'm sitting up here getting ready to finish this third verse. Speaking of G-Stacks.
That new joint y'all got crazy.
It's
you
crazy.
You joint yet?
What? No, Billy Sean ain't get it yet. They ain't get it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Billy Sean ain't get it yet. We went in. G-Stacks is amazing. I see him a couple times a week. Like, the studio is crazy. Thundercat Studio. Shout out to his hooks. Yes, he can freestyle. He got me freestyling songs. I'll be in there like, let's get it in. But it's so much more to come.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, it's all about making a movement. You know what I mean? You got to have a movement, man. Everybody be so stuck on being a fucking man that niggas not really taking time out to really, you know what I mean, make a movement, you know what I mean? Everybody that I fuck with can always say, man, you know what I mean, we got loyalty, and you know what I mean, we work hard, we all hard working artists, and everybody a boss in my circle, you know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah, man, fuck being the man, let's just make money. I need a fucking Lambo, honest.
I ain't gonna touch what I need. I know these next couple months, we just gonna have a whole bunch of fun. I'm on my Jerry Maguire shit. I swear I'm such a 90s girl. I'm on my show me the money and who's coming with me to, like, seriously,
right. You've been dedicating yourself. You've been putting a lot of fucking hours in the time and too. Some bitches gonna hate, some niggas gonna hate, some gonna congratulate.
When I tell you, I'm just focused on being a bigger person. You know what I'm saying? And everything, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I be talking about this shit all the time. I don't give a fuck if a bitch is hating on me, giving me side looks, just shaking my hand and, like, I ain't here to work. Underestimate me. It's cool. F-O-H.
You know what we do to them.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, I mean, we laugh at them dickheads, man. We don't get it back. Yeah, I mean.
Hey, no, I want to.
Money, man. Stay ambitious, man. That's all that matters. And the only motherfucker can stop you is God, man. And that's if your time coming, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Besides that, man, you chase your paper, man. Chase your dream and do you, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be. People waste too much time worrying about what everybody else the fuck doing.
Please don't mention me. I ain't the fuck worried about nobody, but on some real shit, that's always going to go down. And
we gonna tell us right now, his father just walked in the building and shit.
Shout out to them too. Now, I never lose sight of. I never. Thank you. Big up to you guys. Hot ass couple. Kels and S5. But on some real shit, we all got to stay focused because it is going to be a lot of hate. And a lot of people hate on a lot of people who I love. And I don't even understand why people waste time with hating or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think the city is awesome. I think everybody in the world, like, is definitely doing their thing, as a matter of fact. Reaching out to people who I know myself all over America. And then even just watching TV, like, even though it is a lot of bad things going on, we still got to be focused on doing our thing. Everybody doing your thing.
You know, it's crazy because they look at us because we rappers and all that, and they be saying a lot of, it's crazy how the world make rappers seem like we got a negative outlook, but for real, we some positive motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Like, people just don't be digging where we come from, man. Like, this shit, we got to be positive to make it in this shit. You can't think negative and make it in this shit. A nigga that think fucked up can't be on top of his game.
But you know what? It's kind of crazy because people put, please, you could put so much on, on negativity or whatever, if you really want to give it that much power, sometimes, like you said, it might be a release of something. Like you have certain songs that might come across as negative to certain people, but people feel like, oh, wow, you know what I mean? I love it. So, you know what I mean? On some real shit, if you're trying to do some shit just out of spite or, you know what I mean, just for, like, no apparent reason, you can't really pay no attention to that person because that's just, like, a small-minded person.
I hope my fuckers keep hating on me, man, because that makes me more relevant.
You ain't got, I tell people, you ain't got to hate on me because I don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't get in my way. My new shit now, I'll probably choke hold a bitch till security come. Come here, bitch. Just how strong I am. I ain't fighting no more. I ain't even raising my voice no more because that's why I lost my voice. I ain't doing none of that shit. Nothing.
You said in the beginning of that anyway. You know you're an entrepreneur, man.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
Man, like, you gotta stop that, honest. You can't
get,
well, niggas is
fleeing. Get the fuck out of here. If a person need to get gripped up till security come or till they time to fuck there, and I understand that I could beat their ass, but I don't want to because I don't want no peace. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have to happen. Like, I'm not going to fight no more bitches. I know too much. I'm not fighting no more bitches. That's not a threat to anybody. So you don't have to come at me to fight.
Oh, man, you know me, man. I don't want no trouble, but I will knock you the fuck out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't play no games like that.
Listen.
Don't want no problems. Let us make that money, please.
So, now I know you've been into some scuffles and you've been into some shit. But listen to this logic because it kind of came to me because I had to use it the other day. What if a guy is so rowdy, you know what I mean, and you know you have to be responsible and not really catch feelings for every sly comment, but say if somebody is coming in your face and they all hype, if you have the control to, like, grip them, let's say, in a sleeper, a chokehold or whatever, until, like, security came to, like, escort the person away, say if wherever you are, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather do that instead of fucking this person up and maybe getting sued, maybe getting locked up or whatever?
I used to have to deal with stuff like that, but once I made my team tight knit, niggas ain't getting that close to me. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, what if?
I mean,
common sense. Everybody ain't got common sense now. Somebody might be just as retarded and senseless. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had...
I'd rather just let it happen in the club so it seems like I'm a person that don't want no trouble and all that. And then when, you know what I mean, when we by ourselves and the realization comes that we're not in the club with security at and all that ain't around, you know what I mean, then, you know, God bless them.
Oh, God. Gangsta, you know, motherfucker.
No, like, I'm not saying nothing again. I'm just saying, like...
No, you know, I know. You ain't supposed to say nothing. That's why I said. You got to say nothing. All right. Real niggas don't talk, so that's what Shell said. Don't come to Shell if he not going to grip you up. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't know.
I will hope that when people come to a club, man, they come with a positive mind frame and want to do something positive with music. It's a politicking event.
Yo, I don't think it's me. Because just the last night, Philly was crazy. It was a whole bunch of Caucasians. They had a free fall outside of one club. You know what I'm saying? It was fights all over last night. You know what I'm saying? So shit happened. And then lately, just like I was at the club chilling with y'all, you left the club early. This one shorty had to get escorted away by security. Larry looking at me like, what? And I was like, Larry, I told her, let's go outside. But I wasn't loud about it. You know what I mean? I wanted to keep it on the hush. But you know what I mean? It still happened. Like, I'm just brushed off.
You were whooping some ass back in the day. They tell me you was whooping ass. They got you fucked up.
Shut up.
They got you fucked up.
It's cool.
Yeah, they said, motherfucker said, I heard that. I heard you be trashing.
Yes, I have. I don't care anybody. A lot of my niggas from Southwest will be trashing that. But I don't want to.
Shut up. I did all her before the rap shit. That's what she was known for, though. Like, trash. You know, we don't fight together anyway. I mean, like, y'all ain't at the club with you. We fight together. We stick together. We don't play that shit.
We don't. But I've been fortunate enough to, yeah, in certain situations, just like the YouTube.
Hold on. 5-1, talk to you, honest.
All right, no problem. I'll get back on that. I won't forget. What's up, Kazav? S5, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I mean, a lot of things happened since the last time I talked to you. I mean,
oh, please give us an update so I can check up on you.
Oh yeah, you know I'm managing the show now. Stepping up. I mean, some big shoes. You know what I mean, and trying to get the music out there for the brother. And I think it's going to be a positive thing for both of us.
So that's what's up. Definitely congrats on it or whatever. Big ups to Shelliano. I was just talking about how he's just so powerful, especially on stage. Like, how do you feel about Shell on stage?
Well, for me, I'm Shell hype man when he go on stage. So I got to... I gotta bring that same intensity. I mean, every time that he go on there.
Yeah, you on stage, you be killing it. I was gonna get to you, but I was talking about shows, like you know what I mean. Like, I know you've seen the club treat people real bad before shows go on or whatever, not really paying attention or whatever. But talk about what happens when this nigga get on stage.
Shell shut shit down, man. Shell he demands respect every time he touched the microphone, and he's been like that ever since the first time I ever seen him perform. So, and I don't think nobody gonna stop him from doing that. He's gonna be doing this for a very long time. So, like I just tell people just to buckle their seatbelts when they come to a Shelliano performance, because you never know what you might get. But just know that you won't. But just know that you won't be satisfied.
What do y'all have coming up right now?
Oh, man, we got a couple videos. I got some people that's making movies that offered me a couple roles in some movies. Trying to just venture off, keep the entertainment part of it going. Because, you know, the rap side is one thing, but it's a lot of other things involved in a business that people got to, like, know, be looking out for. So I want to start tackling the entertainment side and making sure, you know, I get the message out there. And me and Shell linking up is like, you know, two twin towers, man, just knocking people down, like, you know, right on that hook. So it's good. We up here chilling. And, you know, we got Killer Kells with us, holding both of us down. So we all right.
That's definitely my boo. Shout out to Kells. My baby girl did her thing with me on that Good Times track. But, you know, tonight I just had to take some time to give some love to my boy Shell. He called me about the YouTube he just now did. Check out Behave TV on YouTube and check out Ricky Smiley. It's a lot of big things coming up. And see me Tuesday, I'll be back. So hopefully my voice will be back 100%.
Yeah, got to show some tea and honey.
Yeah, I had some tea, honey. Some green and some honey. It's like, no.
green tea.
Yo, honest,
I got a new video too. Me and my man Crane is on YouTube. It's called Hustle and Make Money. The video was shot and edited by my man Crane brother, Celeb. The joint hot. If you go to YouTube, check it out. Let me know how you like that joint. It's called Hustle and Make Money.
So it's just spell it out for me.
Hustle.
H-U-S-T-L-E. Just hustle.
Yeah,
okay.
Hustle and make money.
Oh, all right. Because you know how some people just start spelling shit all different kinds of ways. Like, where the fuck is it? I can't find the shit. But all right, that's what's up. Got to check it out. And I certainly will. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Yeah, shout out to you too, Honest. I mean, keep doing your thing, girl. You know, we got your back.
I do. I'm investing more in my security. I'm adding my niggas in security.
Uh-huh. You know, we security for real, though. We security for the security.
Yeah, we know who y'all is. Shout out to your family. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm loving Philly. A lot of people I know. I love everybody. Fuck out of here. I ain't got no hate. If I don't call you, that's why. I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? Tell Kels I said goodnight and I love her. Good night.
I need King Cobra phone number from you whenever you get a chance.
I do not have it. He got a YouTube, too. He's always on it, so you could definitely reach him like that. I lost everybody's number, though. I don't have nobody's number. People call me. Maybe I'm not calling you because I ain't got your number no more. You could probably check.
All right, we know. We know how to get you at the radio station, though, so we always going to be in contact, though.
I mean, big ups. Let me speak to Shells again.
Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, Shells. Well, I want to thank you so much for giving me this chance to show you off a little bit.
No, I got to do that, man. I love you, man. You know what it is.
Yeah, I love you, babe. Big up to you. And maybe Tuesday, we're going to be rocking out. Maybe we can all be at Thundercat Studio together, fucking it up on Tiny Cat.
Hold on, big boy. Hey, don't even let people know what we're doing, man. Just bubble. And we're going to blow them niggas out when they least expect it. I mean, that's all. You know what I'm
saying. I know. All right, I'll handle the promo. You go be you, okay? Good night, baby. Big ups to everybody listening in. I'm going to show so much more love. Be back Tuesday. Bye.